Shalom, this is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Britain Broadcasting Israel. New Bambi. We are now studying Psalm 128, a song of the degrees. This psalm tells it as it is, tells things as they are. It relates to a person's needs, to a person's inner wishes on the most basic level, on the material, physical level, which is a level that we can all relate to and that we all relate to immediately, whereas other considerations are more spiritual, are more for us at our higher moments, us at moments of spiritual exaltation or spiritual realization. This psalm speaks to us on the physical plane, on the plane of a person who does good and wants God to help him and wants God to help him in this life. And that is what we all want immediately. That is what we would prefer things to be like, and that is how they will be on the whole, as this psalm promises us. And this message is also repeated elsewhere in the Bible. The psalm begins 128 verse 1, "Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways." Everyone that fears God goes in the ways of the Almighty to the best of his ability, as he understands them, shall be blessed. You do good, fear God, and you will be blessed. Have fear of the Almighty and God will bless you. That's what it says. Have fear of God and to go in his ways as well as you can. It says, "Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord." The word here translated as blessed in Hebrew is ashrei. Ashrei. Ashrei, technically speaking, literally means happy. It's the plural of happy. So if you want to find true happiness, real true inner happiness, do the will of the Almighty, do the will of God to the best of your ability and fear him, and you will be happy. In Psalms 128, verse 2, it says, "You shall eat the labor of your hands, happy shall you be, and it shall be well with you." In other words, you will be enabled to work, and you will be able to do work that expresses yourself, and you will be requited for it well. Things will go well with you. You will be a source of well-being to others. And this is a blessing. This is a real blessing. And we should realize it and be thankful for it if it has come to our portion. Because not everyone merits to have this blessing fulfilled. And not everyone is enabled to do as the blessing implies. Not everyone who wishes to work or wishes to do work that expresses themselves merits to do it. Not everyone is requited well for the work that they do. So we have promised you fear God and you'd go in the way of the Almighty, and so too you shall be blessed with the ability to work and able to work, and this work shall express your inner being, and you will be remunerated for your labor, and it will be a source of well-being for others. You will radiate well-being. You will be a source of positive energy to everything around you. 128 verse 3, "Your wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of your house, your children like olive plants round about your table." Your wife will be beside you, she will be helping you in the house. The wife is the foundation of the house. You will be blessed with a wife who will help you build the house, and your children around your table. They will be close to you, attached to their home and to you. They will be like planted saplings of olive trees. What is a sapling of an olive tree? It is a plant. A plant that is already growing is a stick in the ground and grows up and becomes a big tree. It gives forth fruit in its own right. So to your children they shall be adults in their own right. Adults that bring forth fruit. Bring forth fruit both in good words, works, in bounteous deeds of merit in their own right, and also children of their own that will carry on your name and bring merit to you, because you had a function in bringing them into existence. And this is a blessing that God promises those who fear him and go in his way, that he will bring to them. And behold, thus shall a man be blessed that feareth the Lord. Psalm 128, verse 4. This is how God blesses those who do his will and who try and go in his paths. This is what we understand. We can talk about heaven and hell, spiritual satisfaction, reincarnation, all kinds of metaphysical concepts. And some of them might be true. And we know that part of them are true, or all of them are true. We don't. This is a matter for theologians. The Jews have their traditional beliefs. Christians have their beliefs. Everyone has their beliefs about the next world, about life after death. And we know there is something there, and there is something in it, and we believe in it, because we've been told about it by people wiser than ourselves. And we have sometimes, even in our own existence, experienced some type of connection to such a sphere of existence. Nevertheless, the human being, as he is, he relates more to the physical aspects of existence, and his primary consideration or his immediate preference is that things go well for him here, things go well for him in this world, and not only for him, but for his wife, his family, his children, his children's children, and all of those around him. That is what a person wants immediately. Another consideration is also happy to participate in, but does not really understand them. He is on the borderline of comprehending them. So this is what we are promised in this psalm, that you do well and God will do well by you in this world as well as in the next one. 128 verse 5, the Lord shall bless you out of Zion. You shall see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Zion will be blessed. Shall see the deliverance of Israel. All who fear God will participate in the rebuilding of Jerusalem. Also, this is a physical, it can maybe understood metaphysically, also physically. The Zion represents the Zionism, the rebuilding of Jerusalem by the Jewish people, or it also represents, in some sense, the return of the lost 10 tribes, and you shall see it. And the rebuilding of Jerusalem, you shall also see it, if not you, your children, or your children's children. It shall come. And we also have the principle of a resurrection of the dead, when all those who God decides will be resurrected will come back to life, and they shall see it, and it shall be seen, it shall be realized, it shall come to pass. And we believe in it and know about it, and we do want to participate in it and be a part of it, and also that our children, our children's children, and everyone around us participate in this future blessing. And this is what we are promised will come to pass, and that what we shall partake of if we fear the Almighty and go in his way. And this is the truth, and even though not all of us necessarily understand it, not all of us necessarily have a real interest in it, people learn according to how their heart inclines them to learn. Not everyone has the same interest. The sages also said that a person should always try and learn, take an interest in matters that his heart desires to understand. At all events, we know that this future resurrection of the dead, or life after death, or whatsoever that exists, we believe in it, don't necessarily understand it, or even want to understand it, but we know that that is another aspect of human existence, where two blessings and punishment, God forbid, will be meted out. Most important of all, as far as we're concerned, as far as what we can comprehend in the immediate level, God will bless us in a material way, in a physical way, and we will be a source of well-blessing, a well-being to others if we fear the Almighty and do as well as we can according to how we understand his will of us to be. Continues 128 verse 6, you shall see your children's children, and peace upon your soul. You shall see children of your children, and perhaps even children of your children's children, and you shall see the children of your children growing up and being blessed, and themselves being a source of blessing to others. This is Shalom al Yisrael. Shalom al Yisrael. Shalom in Hebrew means not only peace, as translated here, it can also mean peace, but as well as peace, it also connotes well-being, wholeness, completeness, everything being fine, and everything being blessing and a source of goodness that will come upon Israel, and we hope that we too shall participate in it, that we shall merit to be part of this future blessing, of this future reward to the good, and we wish to be good, and the good will be rewarded. And that is what this verse, these verses have told us, and that is what the Bible throughout tells us, and that is what we believe in. Thank you very much. If you wish for more information on these matters, on related matters, on what Brit Am, our organisation, represents, go to our website, www.britam.org, Britam.org, and there you will find a lot of articles and much information on what we have spoken of and on other subjects connected with it. Thank you very much. May God bless all of us. We may merit to see this psalm, this whole psalm 128, fulfilled within ourselves, in our lifetime, and in ourselves, and together with all of those around us, in that of our family, and all to whom we hold dear. Thank you. This is Yahya Davidi from New Bambi, Brit Am Broadcasting, Israel.